This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Timberwolves, without injured star Anthony Edwards, were outscored 70-49 in the second half last night, and Denver beat Minnesota in Minneapolis 127-114. Wolves head coach Chris Finch says his team wasn't good enough on defense.
No defense. I mean, nothing at the rim. They kept turning corners on us. Getting downhill, we didn't break off. We didn't challenge. Too comfortable in the paint, in the heart of the defense.
Finch says the fix is simple on defense.
We need more from our, all defensive guys to set the tone there and point of attack and at the rim.
Jaden McDaniel scored 25. Julius Randle had 24. Minnesota will host the Lakers tomorrow. The Minnesota United and Seattle Sounders played to a scoreless regulation draw. That sent the game to penalty kicks where the Loons won 3-2. That gives Minnesota a 1-0 series lead in the opening round of the best of three MLS playoffs. Minnesota coach Eric Ramsey says his team was great on defense.
We were very reliant on real discipline, a real desperation to keep the ball out of the back of the net, a collective will to get over the line and ultimately a real belief in what we do to make life difficult for teams and why we are where we are, I suppose, after 34 games in the league and a good cup run and into this hopefully a deep run in the playoffs.
Game 2 is next Monday. The Wild are on home ice tonight in St. Paul. They entertain Winnipeg at 7. The Vikings will be without Carson Wentz for the rest of the season. He'll undergo shoulder surgery later this week. J.J. McCarthy's expected to return to the starting lineup when the Vikes visit Detroit on Sunday. Other injury news, running back Aaron Jones returned to game action last week and says it's good to be back.
Great to be back at practice. I didn't have any practice last week. We just have walkthroughs, so it feels great to be back out here with the guys.
Sunday's game will kick off at noon. And it's back to work for head coach P.J. Fleck and his Golden Gophers. They're trying to bounce back from Saturday's 41-3 loss at Iowa. They'll host Michigan State Saturday. This is MNN Sports.